Hey everybody, you're listening to 88.3 WDCV-FM, Carlisle, PA, the voice of Dickinson College. Welcome back to Bike Talk, a show where I talk about everything biking and sustainability. By the way, I'm Sophie, and today I want to talk to you about, like, simply the benefits of biking. So if you remember, I work at Dickinson College's Center for Sustainable Education, or CSE, where we work to enable, enhance, and engage our students in learning about sustainable efforts on campus and out in the broader world. My specialty in the world is in the world of biking and bike maintenance. So I work at the Handlebar, which I explained is our online or on campus bike shop. As part of my job here, I create and engage in programs that kind of promote the use and distributions of bikes as an eco-friendly and accessible alternative mode of transportation. So instead of taking your car everywhere, taking any sort of other transportation. So as I talked about in my last segment, and we'll talk about more in later segments, there are many economic benefits in riding bikes when it comes to, like, job accessibility, saving gas money, all that kind of stuff. But what about, like, these emotional and physical benefits? As I've mentioned before, I'm a sociology major, but I'm also really interested in psychology, and I've taken a couple classes here at Dickinson pertaining to psychology. I took, like, a developmental psych class. I took a psychopathology class. It's a very interesting subject to me that I like to kind of integrate with my studies in sociology and even my studies here at the Center for Sustainability. So today I kind of wanted to take that interest and apply it to biking and sustainability. And I was kind of wondering if there were any social, emotional, or physical benefits to biking, and kind of how deep and complex do they go within our world, and how they benefit us, you know? I did a lot of research for this episode, through psychological studies and things like that. So I thought it was really fun, actually, because I felt like I was in a psych class again, because I'm not taking one this semester. But it was really interesting to kind of look at a bunch of articles and bring together all these studies about kind of, like, exercise and biking, and how that affects our mental state and our, you know, cognitive abilities and things like that. There have been studies linking physical activities to developing better connectivity of regions in your brain, which helps for functions like memory to develop better. So in practicing a motor skill, as explained by Cambridge professor R.E. Roberts in an article that I read, helps these connections in the brain run smoother. And so they kind of work out your brain to keep it healthy and engaged and kind of to keep it flowing. Yeah. So if you want to get down to the molecular level of, like, this, how physical exercise is going to impact your brain function. So physical exercise, like riding a bike, leads to the production of a protein. And this is called brain-derived neurotrophic factor, or BDNF. And it's also called aberrin, or something like that. I'm also not a scientist, but this is just my research. And so I guess this BDNF is crucial in the development and maintenance of the neurons in your brain, and especially in parts of the brain like the hippocampus, which, shout out to my favorite band in the whole world, is called Hippocampus, but the part of your brain, hippocampus, not the band. So it helps in parts of the brain like the hippocampus, which is in charge of things like developing learning skills and memory development. Very important things. Also, just as a refresher, a motor skill are movements and actions in the muscle. So it's whenever you kind of move your body, and sort of that muscle memory, motor skills are developed at a pretty young age, like when kids start to crawl. That is the development of their motor skills, so that sort of sets the path for, you know, it's just like kind of learning how to maneuver your body, and that's linked to cognitive ability. And I know that it's, like, very intuitive that you think that, you know, of course moving my hand is going to be linked to like my brain. But these sort of things have to kind of be worked, like I said, worked out. And there are different activities that you can do to sort of help this fun, like keep these functions. I'm thinking in like bike terms, so you know, like keep the motors of the of your brain kind of running smoothly, you know, like just in practicing these motor skills, like biking. So motor skills, process of doing the same kind of movements over and over again, and how that just like moving your body and doing those, like, you know, so when you're biking, you're pedaling. So that's like the movement that's going on in biking. And just the repetition of that day to day in, on a daily basis is going to work out your brain too, not just like your legs or whatever. It's going to work out your brain and how sort of these motor skills are connected and wired within your brain and helps to keep them working properly and things like that, because they will degenerate over time. And a way to slow down this degeneration process is using things like biking or walking or whatever, like exercise, to help strengthen and preserve these mental functions and things like that. Another like huge aspect to biking and exercise in general is this relation to stress relief, which is something I at least am always looking for, especially as a junior in college, working 10 hours a week. Biking along with exercise in general has been known to be a great stress reliever for people of all ages. Cycling has been proven to reduce the levels of cortisol in your brain, which are the stress hormones. So naturally, cortisol already lowers in the body at the end of the day. But studies have proven that adding this additional workout or exercise will assist your brain in lowering cortisol levels, which helps put you to sleep at night as well as keep you asleep, so that you can get a deeper, higher quality of sleep, which can impact your emotional health for the better during the day, and you know, also leads to greater ability in focusing during the day, whether you're in class, at work, just focusing on your daily lives. It's very important to get our REM sleeps, if you've heard of that, like very deep recharging sleep, especially now with the pandemic going on. I feel like there's a lot of stress going around, so just the ability to be able to take that time for yourself and get that sleep that your body needs to recharge is really important right now. So, research also suggests that exercise can help by prompting better life habits overall, so just in all aspects of your life, which includes eating more healthfully and maintaining social connections. So, you can use biking or exercising as like a starting point, and then that will like you'll be more inclined to want to eat healthier or keep practicing making healthy decisions and healthy practices in all aspects of your life. So it definitely seeps into every aspect of your life. When it comes to social connections, we also think of, I feel like exercising can be a very individual thing. Like I know that like with scheduling and things like that, it's usually a lot easier to kind of go by yourself to do something like, okay, I have an hour now, I'm just gonna go run and like hop on my bike or go do some yoga. But I feel like when you're exercising with a friend, there's also this there's like a support there that will help you kind of keep going and keep exercising. But then also it's just a really fun way to keep these connections with people, you know. So if you have like a gym buddy, or you have friends who you like to ride your bikes with, or you have friends that you know have bikes and want to get out or know different trails and things like that, I think it's a really simple way to kind of get to know new people, as well as strengthening relationships in like sharing these interests. And yeah, so biking also prompts getting out into nature and just like getting outside in general. Especially with the pandemic happening, people are spending way more time indoors and on the computer, which creates stress on your entire body, as well as promoting what people are calling this Zoom fatigue, if you've heard of it, which I've heard in every class that I've had. All the professors are like, we want to make sure you're not experiencing Zoom fatigue so you can take yourself away from the computer, be able to kind of meditate on that, and not have to spend all day on the computer staring at a screen. So, because it tends to wear us out, because we're not moving
or changing our scenery. I do my classes from and my work from the same desk in the same room every day on the same computer. So there's kind of this importance, especially now, of getting yourself away from the computer and out into nature and into like different scenery. So even not nature, if you're in the city, just still kind of getting out and walking around, biking around. and getting out on a bike is a simple and accessible way to take yourself away from the screen for even a short 15-minute ride that will allow yourself to, breathe in some fresh air and gives you space to clear your mind and sort of reflect on either what's happening or what is going on in your life. Yeah, so some people have already, have even found biking to have meditative effects. So you don't even have to, it's almost like yoga, but on a bike. So because there's this sort of idea that your brain has to focus, the only thing that your brain has to focus on when you're biking is like pedaling, which is a repetitive and simple motion, and then your balance. And biking also gives us the time to reconnect with our mind and our bodies as we just kind of focus on breathing and steering and pedaling, which, I mean, is much simpler than constructing an email to your boss or sitting in a meeting with important information that you're writing down or presenting a PowerPoint or something. You know, it's a much simpler, as we said before, like this repetitive motion that will help strengthen your cognitive abilities, but like you don't even kind of realize it because you just kind of get into the it's a very like flow based way of exercising and of training your mind and of thinking. And while people are kind of thinking like, okay, I'm gonna map out this amount of time to go for a bike ride or this, you know, it's like this regimen that I have to keep to, and there's a time during the day that I exercise. Like, it's good to have routine, especially now. But it's also important to remember that biking can just be fun. And exercise, it can just be fun. And like I said before, it's like you can get out with your friends outside and you can, like, ride to your local coffee shop or ride to your local park and watch the ducks in the pond. You know, it's not an activity that, or it shouldn't be, at least, an activity that is producing any sort of stress. Like, it should be an enjoyable process to the person who's doing it, which is going to help with mood overall, because more enjoyment of whatever you're doing is going to result in having less stress. Like, cycling, there's, like, this idea that cycling is fun, and it reminds us of, like, being a kid when you, like, rode around in the neighborhood. Like, it's definitely, like, riding your bike down the street is definitely, you think, more as an activity or something than, like, a routine exercise regimen or something. So it's like you're getting that exercise, but you're also kind of tricking your brain into being like, oh, I'm just going for a nice little ride around the neighborhood or through the park. And it has all these benefits that you aren't even thinking about, that just getting out to your local park just around your neighborhood that like you wouldn't even think of. So, and biking doesn't only help with your mental health, like I've been talking about, but it's going to help with your physical health. Cycling is used as a specific way to combat different health issues. Combat is the word I was looking for. So, like, issues like weight control and obesity, and cycling is a good way to control or reduce weight, as it raises your metabolic rate, which builds muscle and burns off body fat. So if you're kind of combining these practices with healthy eating and healthy eating, there's definitely, like, weight loss regimens and things like that, and weight control that goes along with biking and the health benefits it provides. It also, regular cycling also stimulates and improves your heart, your lung, and your circulation. So it reduces your risk of cardiovascular diseases because it's also strengthening your heart muscles, lowering your resting pulse, and it reduces blood fat levels. So research shows that people who cycle to work have 2 to 3 times less exposure to pollution than car commuters, so their lung function is already improved too. So it's not even just this physical act that's helping your health. It's just like the way in which biking is, the environment in which biking is done. So you're outside, you're on trails, even if you're like on the roads and things, there's, you know, there are health benefits besides that like exercising benefit. There's also a Danish study that was conducted over the time of 14 years with about 30,000 people aged 20 to 93 that found that regular cycling protected people from heart disease. There's also been links to cancer in cycling, especially colon and breast cancer, and research has shown that if you cycle, that this can reduce some of the chances of contracting different types of cancer. There's also benefits, cycling also benefits help when it comes to diabetes. So looking at physical activity, is that to be a major reason why people develop type 2 diabetes? And a large-scale research in Finland found that people who cycled for more than 30 minutes a day had a 40% chance lower risk of developing diabetes. There's also links to bone injuries and arthritis, that cycling improves strength, balance, and coordination, which can help to prevent falls and fractures. And it's a very low impact exercise that puts little stress on the joints. So if you are already kind of suffering with joint or bone issues, that it definitely takes part of that pressure off of those areas and while still kind of engaging them. Go back to that, like having to like put exercise into your schedule. So like going to the gym, you'd have to take a chunk of your 24 hours in the day to drive to the gym or go to the gym, work out, and then, you know, take a shower, leave. I mean, that's time that a lot of people might not have. So researchers are starting to say that you can kind of fit this exercise easily in when commuting. So if you use bikes, people who use bikes to commute are getting, you know, to school or to work are getting, even if they're getting 15 to 20 minutes of biking in a day back and forth to school, it's still beneficial and something that you can easily put into your everyday routine that isn't going to impact too much of your time and could even cut down on time. I mean, if it's walking versus biking to school, either is fine. Both are good ways of exercising. But, you know, it could be faster to bike wherever you're going to or easier. And you're still getting that exercise and that exercise in, like, your body and also in your mental exercise and things like that. And lastly, something that I came across that I thought was kind of funny, a little funny benefit of biking is the ability then to enjoy what they say is a second breakfast. So when you bike, you burn a lot of calories. So if you're biking, so if you eat breakfast at home and then you bike to work, you're burning a lot of calories. You're also using a lot of energy that you then need to make up for. So you get to have a little energy bar snack right before, while you're at work or something, and that it's a healthy thing to kind of keep your body going, but that, you know, you could get a really yummy snack in between. I mean, healthy snack bar of some sort, but if this is promoting me to have a snack in the middle of the day, like, I'm totally up for biking everywhere then. So yeah, so that was, I just thought that I would go through a lot of the benefits when it comes to health and cycling that we might not think of, either just because we don't think about biking a lot in general. You kind of just hop on the bike and get going, or you see somebody biking down the street and you're not going to sit there and be like, oh wow, they're burning this many calories, or that is working out their brain muscles by doing that, and so they're going to be a little bit happier during the day and their cortisol levels will go up. I mean, now you might think that after hearing this podcast, which hopefully you will then now be kind of in tune to these benefits of biking, but yeah, so that's kind of what I had to talk about today. I hope everybody's having a good week, a good fall. And it's October. It's very nice. October is always very nice for biking because it's not too hot, not too cold. And the scenery is always beautiful, especially here in Carlisle, PA. All the leaves are changing and it's really nice to kind of get out on the trails and see the changing colors and the changing scenery and all the squirrels out and things like that. So which is another benefit of biking, is going out and being able to kind of access the scenery that is beautiful during the fall time. So I hope you all learned something, or at least took something away from this. And if not, I just hope you enjoyed listening to me kind of ramble about a bunch of facts and things at you. So I hope you tune in next time. I'm trying to get as many podcasts out there as I can, and it's taking me a little while to put each one out, but, you know, I'm getting the hang of it. So I hope y'all have a good week, and I'll see you next time. You've been listening to 88.3 WDCV-FM, Carlisle, PA, the voice of Dickinson College. And if you have any more questions about biking at Dickinson or biking in general, you can visit us at dickinson.edu/biking, or follow us on our Instagram, which is Biking at Dickinson, for more information and everything going on biking here at Dickinson College.